He just keeps himself the loudest, right?
I don't, actually. Anderson's normally the loudest.
Am I, really?
Last week, I think I was too loud, but I turned myself down 2 dBs. That's technical talk.
A whole two dBs?
Yeah, you know what? Tyler doesn't sound very good.
I guesstimated.
We're going to have to take Tyler's source.
No, hey. Tyler's good.
No, he sounds tinny. He sounds like shit.
Yeah, that's how he is. He's tinty. No good. He's tinty.
Tinny and shitty. Tyler ruins the After Disaster. Hey, we'll get right to it. Welcome to the After Disaster. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano sitting directly across from me. There is Ty. Ty, do we even let the secret out of the bag? There's Ty. Ty, we're somewhere in absentia. And to my right around 3 o'clock, is Mickey Janison.
How's it going?
Milan Janison, grandfather of the After Disaster.
Yeah, if it wasn't for him, this wouldn't be happening.
It's true. If it wasn't for Tyler.
Which is why we cut him in on the Patreon profits.
If it wasn't for...
so this is all my fault.
For me, well, this wouldn't be happening. I got it turned up a little bit, right? A little bit.
You got to back that off.
Yeah, you got to turn those up. We appreciate the clap, the crabs clapping for us, Ty Ty, but they were super loud.
Oh, sorry,
that
buddy.
That does sound like crabs clapping.
It kind of does, right?
Yeah. God, wouldn't that be horrifying if you had a seafront home and there were crabs outside clacking their little clackers together?
I wouldn't enjoy that at all.
No,
I is it weird because you spend all that money to have that oceanfront property, and then
you got some seal going, ooh!
I don't know if they ever make that sound, but you do have like giant creatures just like right outside your window.
Yeah, I don't like
submerged.
It at all. I don't like it at all. It's worse.
Like, what if evolution happened real quick and a shark grew legs and comes in?
That's
bad
why
time.
I say you need
just
to live.
Just real quick evolution.
Yeah, you never know. Like nuclear power plants.
Oh yeah, fair.
Oh, that would be the best if evolution was much faster.
Do you remember
like I come over and I've got gills and you're like, what happened? I'm like, I'm took a bath.
I'm laughing at the idea of Mike in a bath.
Yeah.
That's the funny part.
Me too. Candles all around it.
Mike, when is the last time you took a bath?
Unless my wrists are slit.
Yeah, when did you last take a bath?
It's been years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been years.
That's a good answer.
You know why? It's too slow.
And it takes too much water.
And
it's
you're
filthy.
Soaking in your own dirty
filth.
Water.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get it. How was that ever a thing? Like, I understood it was a thing back in the day before showers, but like once showers came in, how do baths continue to be?
And it's relaxing if you want to soak or something.
Oh, you know what baths are for nowadays?
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah. And what'd you say?
Nothing.
You know what's the cutest is when you wash your baby in the sink.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
I haven't done it yet.
People do it like in the 70s. It was the go-to.
Yeah. They even have little contraptions that sit in the sink to put the baby in.
I want to put one of those floaty things around his head so he floats.
Yeah, by his head.
Yeah, Tyler, remember that video you sent me, and then I sent this to Tosh, and then Tosh
Japanese
put it on the show.
Floaty rings.
Yeah, I got to do that.
Are we going to talk about babies at all?
Yeah.
That,
so the reason why
appeared recently,
grandfather Milan is here, and Carano, they're at the Cold Cockle Studios. We're doing it out of the office here, is because they wanted to come by and meet Atticus, my son, who was born. Yes, we really named him Atticus. So many people were like, "I thought that was just a joke."
No, that's really? A hilarious joke.
That's funny.
I'm getting a lot of shit about that, about it being a hipster name, and I take umbrage.
What's the middle name?
Hibbert. It's Jillian's maiden name, so she wants to keep it alive because nothing but girls on her side.
Yeah.
So
keeping
otherwise,
it alive.
That name dies with her.
Yep. Did you make that lion head?
No. Mike is looking at a lion head that's on my wall.
Of course,
I shot that thing myself.
It's more of a tiger.
And it is a tiger.
You kept the wood.
Anderson
connected.
Would be quite the artisan to have made that lion head.
I know, Mike. That was ridiculous. I'm sorry.
It is.
But he'd be a terrible artist if he made a lion head that looks like
a
tiger.
But you did make that beautiful ping pong ball design.
No,
in
I got
the
that from IKEA. Okay, would you stop talking about things that are
those
in the office? Yeah, they're lights. They're pretty tight. So, yeah, Atticus is here.
Yes, he is. He's beautiful.
My life has changed forever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And,
sure is. At least for 18 years till you can finally kick him out.
No, they don't leave.
What did I tell you guys?
Nowadays,
when I just,
they don't leave.
When I just left, yeah, they don't. They nest.
Yeah.
They stick around. They're like, oh, mom, dad, the prices are too much.
Mm-hmm. They come back. They keep coming back.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Look at Tyler. He didn't leave the house till what, 27?
No. Like 24? 23?
25.
Something like that.
I'm thinking about moving back home.
Are you guys negotiating?
I'll give you 25 and a half.
So what did I tell you guys right before I left the office one last time to deliver my son to his mother?
You told us that...
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Well done. I said I love this little dude. I would do anything for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
yes,
I don't love him nearly as much as Jillian does.
Nope. Yes.
And that's just the cold, hard facts.
That is the cold, hard facts.
I love the dude. I would sacrifice my own life for him. That's absolutely true. Yet... Jillian cannot keep her. Like, she's been sacrificing sleep every night. I'm like, honey, you can go to sleep. She goes, no, I want to stay up with him. She's with him as much as she possibly can be.
Yeah.
I didn't know that she was capable of loving anything quite the amount that she's loving this kid.
Yeah.
If I was a lesser man, I'd be very jealous.
Don't mention that when you're in divorce court.
Hey, Tyler, what episode is this?
357 or 8?
All the horrible things that we've ever said and all the things
Taking them all back.
No, all those things that we've always talked about how it could end up in court one day.
Yeah.
This episode, if Jillian and I, God forbid, were to get divorced and there'd be a custody battle a la like Angelina and Brad, this is the episode that would honor. He says right here on the podcast when the child's 5 days. That she loves him much more.
No, because you already prefaced it with how much you love him.
Yeah, it's true. Jillian would kill me in a snap.
The
right
last
now.
Thing you said as you walked out of this room.
Yeah, what?
How much you love this kid?
I do love him a lot.
Yeah, I think. Though it's hasn't been that long yet, so
it's weird. This he's question, 5 days. It feels like he's been here about a month and a half. Yeah, is that how it felt with you too, Ty?
I think for the first 2 days, it was sort of like, what is this weird thing? And I would
baby.
I wouldn't say forget about him, but you forget all the things that I would normally do are completely changed because there's a person here.
Yeah.
But it pretty quickly, I don't know.
What were we going to ask, Mike?
After about a week, I guess, it felt like he'd been there for a long time.
I was going to say, this question might be better posed in 6 months or a year, but have you reflected on your own parents' shortcomings?
Oh, I
like
do that
now that you're a parent?
Have long you gone before.
How could they have done this when
Mike,
I have
Mike,
these...
we've done 350-something episodes of the show.
No, what I'm saying is...
My dad's taking a beating.
I think if I... When my nephew...
If anything, it's the other way around. I feel bad.
When my nephew was born, I was like, this is so weird. Like, how could... Like, I couldn't fathom taking this kid and going, oh, you're just going to do this, or you're going to do that.
What are you talking
about? Or hitting him with a baseball bat.
That happened to you?
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, you, like,
what?
From my mom, you know...
Your mom got hit you with a baseball bat?
Yeah.
I didn't
like
know that.
Was like a 34-inch? What was she swinging?
Okay, it was a softball bat. No, it was a
one of those mini bats that you get, like Bat Night?
Yeah, but
they used to have
no,
Bat Night. Can you imagine that? They just give away bats to everyone that comes in.
Crazy.
Everyone's just armed with a bat at the baseball stadium.
Yeah, be
those
fun
days
if it was
gone.
A real bat.
They still do mini bats, which I still think
they
is
still do.
You can
terribly
buy them.
Terribly dangerous.
They're like Billy
little
clubs.
Ones. Yeah, they are billy clubs. Yeah.
No, what I've been doing a lot since he's been born is, first of all, I know how much my dad loved me, and I do say that a lot, because my dad takes a horrible beating on this show, but he did love me, and he would have done anything for me. So that he had, and I feel bad when I say all these horrible things that he did, but that's come up instead. That's come up, but he did love me. but what's weird is, we love watching people watching, Jillian and I, right?
Yeah.
And when we've been hanging around the hospital quite a bit the last, having the baby for 2 full days, we're in there, and then we've been back twice for 2 different appointments already. You know, the scum of the earth walks the hospital halls.
All sorts.
Oh yeah,
the worst of the worst. And what
we do? Doctors.
Yeah, nurses. Yeah, the worst.
Patients.
Volunteers that help you to your car. Yeah, terrible people.
Scum of the earth walks. I'm just digesting that now. The scum of the earth.
There's a
walks
lot of scum.
The hospital.
A lot of scum at the hospital. Yeah.
Well,
Anderson.
There's a.
But what's that, Tyler?
So where do you, friends that come to see you, at the hospital?
We'll get there, Tyler.
The best people, right?
We'll get there. Settle down, buddy.
Oh, are you saying that I'm a bad friend because I didn't go to the hospital? I didn't feel like I was invited.
Tyler smuggled
I was never told about it.
Oh, really? You weren't told? I sent you a picture of a goddamn child, and you didn't respond.
Yeah, at 12:45 in the morning, I had a 6 a.m. call time.
6 a.m. call time for what?
For a stupid job.
Stupid job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a child.
I still had to get up.
I had a baby.
I had my phone off.
So we look at all these horrible scum of the earth, right? Just the worst, and we think,
why would I want to be lumped into this with the scum of the earth?
That was once a child. That was once a little baby,
it was
this
a cute little baby.
What went wrong?
Yep.
There's so many wrong turns you can take in between now and then to end up like that scum at the end of the hall there.
Do you think do you think most of, I'm asking you this because I know you're a new parent. I'm leaving Mickey out of it because he has some experience.
He's an old parent.
Do you think, is your priority to raise a well-educated, thoughtful person, or is your priority to steer them away from all the bad? Like whatever happens, just don't be this person or don't be that person.
Jillian and I absolutely agree, and I think that's one of the reasons why we're together, is we just want him to be a thoughtful, empathetic kid. Yeah. We want him to understand other people and be polite and respectful.
Like he's the sweetest drug dealer.
Not come off as entitled or anything. And have enough knowledge. Like, I think all parents want this. We're idealists still at this point. But we want him to have enough knowledge to be able to make up his own mind and make his own good decisions once he gets there. And a lot of that, I dealt with it one week at a time at camp.
Is that why he's wearing a Trump shirt?
That's exactly why. Because, you know what, Hillary, if she had it her way, like, we could abort him right now. If Hillary had it her way.
You can do the post-birth abortions.
Yeah, she wants to. The latest was she wants to abort all the way up to kindergarten. Like, if you had a kid in kindergarten, you can go in and abort that child. That's her latest stance, according to Trump.
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah. Many people are saying.
Yeah. You got to stop the insanity. Hey,
Mickey. I don't know if it's bad.
Stop the insanity.
What's that, Ty?
I don't know if it's bad how often I, like, look at Zach, and he's, like, being cute and going, like, la, 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 and I'm like, what if you're a serial killer? And I'm, like, I'm going to have to have these memories of, like, oh, he was so cute back in the day before he killed all those women and wore their skin.
What do those parents do? Like, they still have the nice thoughts of their serial killer child that's on death row.
They stick, apparently.
What do you do with the baby book? You're like, and here's his feet before he killed that bus full of children.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened? Killed a busload of children on purpose?
Probably.
See, I think Anderson's going to be pretty lucky here because of the way Anderson is. The kid's going to rebel against him and be a good person.
Because I'm a bad person.
I gotta
you
say,
I'm a
the
bad
kid's
going
to be squeaky clean. And
You suggested I'm a terrible person, Mickey. Mickey, you know what? To your point, do you remember it was about around 7 years? Mickey's a dad. He's got a daughter. Her name's Mila Pants. She's actually in one of the movies that we shot. Mickey, of course, is a co-producer on all the Cold Cockle Productions things that we've done thus far. He's going to be shooting the DP, Director of Photography, for the upcoming Groupers, assuming we get funded. Groupersthemovie.com.
Assuming he answers your texts in the middle of the night.
That's true. And
I feel like a piece of shit for not showing up at the hospital.
No, don't worry. It was a nightmare. Only my mom and my sister came, and Jillian's mom and dad and sister came.
That's appropriate.
It was a nightmare?
That's appropriate.
And Derek and Jessica came, and that's all. No one else.
That's a lot.
Nobody else.
That's a lot.
No one
that's
else.
Already too many. That's already too many.
And Tyler and Lorenzo.
How much would you love me if I somehow finagled Puddle's Pity Party to show up and sing a song?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Number 5 showed up?
Do what?
Number 5?
Number 5? Who's number 5?
Remember that time you guys did the podcast here? Uh-huh. And you're talking to that kid that was, oh, God.
JLC.
JLC.
Oh.
Why is he number 5?
No, she was number 5. His wife.
Tyler. Oh, that's right. Lorenzo's wife was number, Tyler's wife was number 5. Why was she number 5?
No one knows what we're talking about. I mean, they know that we called JLC, but they don't know.
We did call JLC from the drunk from the pool. Mm-hmm. And Tyler's wife, Lorenzo, was hitting on him hard. All right, back to the point.
Wait, I wasn't there, was I?
No, I don't think you were.
Yeah, no. You weren't.
You were not.
Yeah, yes, you were not. Mickey, 7 years ago or so, it's been coming up on 8 years now, Jillian and I had just moved in together. We were living in this little shit apartment in Hollywood across the street from CBS Studios.
Yes.
And you came by the house to visit. Do you remember this? And you showed me a little picture. You remember that?
Oh, the sonogram?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What was my reaction?
Very upset.
I was so pissed.
Wait, she's only
Mickey
she's,
like
Mila's
broke the
only
news
7 years
to his
old
really
she's
good
eight.
Friend. It was about 8 years ago. Yeah, it was 2007.
I'll say it was exactly
she's,
8.
It's more than 8 because she's 8.
But it was 2007. All right,
are you really going to argue the logistics?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think we know how old she is. So
it was like 8 years.
That's
ago.
Kind of the absolute.
No, it was last year.
All right, it was 8 years ago. Nine years ago.
Showed him the sonogram yesterday.
So Mickey shows me the sonogram, and I was like, ah. And
you're
I knew
like,
that I had
just
to put
a photograph.
I knew
no,
I had
sonogram.
To do that thing where I was like excited and happy for you, but I didn't have it in me, and I couldn't fake it.
He was so upset because he just lost his buddy.
Mm-hmm. And I did, too, for around 5-6 years. I still haven't really got you back.
No, but yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You've never really lost me.
Okay.
You guys are going to find new friends.
Get a room, Jesus.
We are in a room.
Like, you're going to spend more time Corona's in the park.
Watching.
Park now than you ever thought you
get a room with a lionhead on the wall. Jesus.
I'm not going to let like his friends pick my his friends parents be my friends just because he's friends with them. No, can't do that.
You say that now.
Has Jillian been hit up yet for mommy groups? The second that Zach came out of Lauren, she like got 900 Facebook invites. They're like, we walk around the Rose Bowl at this time.
Wait, who, from
like, no.
friends or from people, just random?
No, like, it's like weird acquaintances that like we went to high school with and haven't seen in like 10 years.
Oh no, they're like,
more.
We got another like, one of
we
us.
We all have babies.
One of
let's
us.
All walk around the park. Exactly.
Much of the dues for that.
They like to swarm.
Oh, okay. Lauren has just never responded.
All right, here's what has happened though thus far, and it. We hear a lot of congratulations and a lot of like people going, oh, look, a brand new baby. And it's just so weird to me because if I saw someone walk in a room with a new baby, I wouldn't even notice, let alone like comment on it. You know what I mean? But like so many people are just like, oh, look, it's a new baby. Especially at the hospital where we've been hanging out with the scumbags. And I'm waiting for Jillian. We just got discharged from the hospital 3 days ago, right? So we go out.
Is it true that the baby gets the soul of someone that just died at the hospital you're
at? That's exactly how it works. Yeah.
That's a fact.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
So.
Everyone knows that.
Absolutely everybody. So I go get the car and I'm all excited because my son's about to like leave the hospital for the first time in his life and see some. He's about to get some direct sunlight for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm going to put him in his car seat. He's going to see some hot poon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even though he still
that baby
can't see.
Is looking for hot poon.
He absolutely is.
Even though he still can't see.
No, he can see. He just can't focus.
It's just amoebas walking around.
But if you motorboat him on some chick's chest, he knows what that
is. Oh, yeah.
So.
He'll find that thing.
Jillian gets wheeled out. I help her in the back seat. I take the car seat out of its little carriage. I put it in the front seat. And it's like sideways and like a skew.
I thought you were going to say, I took the car seat out of the box. You're going to start assembling it.
Did the hospital give you a car seat?
No.
Okay.
Hospitals give car seats.
Yeah. When we had Milash.
Really?
Because you can't leave the hospital without a car seat.
And you guys didn't have a car seat?
No, we did.
Were you taken by surprise?
But they gave us an option if we wanted the car seat or if we wanted some other stuff. And we took the other stuff because we already had a car seat.
Why do they give you stuff?
I don't know. Because they're not scumbags of the earth?
He probably went to a better hospital.
This is Good Sam's downtown.
Good Sam's?
Good Samaritan.
Cedars like gives you like a... gift certificates.
Kaiser's fine. Here's the point. So I'm buckling him in.
Good Sam's was great. They had
Cedars
carries
them home.
They actually had
those like Egyptian, things where they carry it on their shoulders.
They're
Jillian
the
came
ones,
out with him on her head. Actually,
they're the only ones that have a hot tub in the delivery room.
What?
So you can go. You can do water birth if you want.
Hope they clean it.
That's beyond Good Samaritan. That's like royalty foo-foo fucking land.
Yeah.
What the hell? Hot tub.
Yeah.
In case you want to have a natural bullshit birth.
I was in the hot tub while she was giving labor.
Nice.
Turn up the
glass
bubbles.
Of champagne.
You know, to each his own, I should
congratulations
say.
Congratulations
to
me.
Natural birth, if you want to do that and you want to have the water birth, who am I to judge? I don't judge. Anyway, so I'm trying to get him in his little car seat, right? And I'm trying to like use the straps.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't
judge? I
judge
a lot. And guys, I'm not working on this for 30 seconds.
Calm, cool, and collected, as usual.
He has not been out of the hospital walls. For 3 minutes.
Right.
It's probably been about exactly 3 minutes, and I can feel something approaching me. And something's breathing next to me, and I hear the raspy voice going, you know, it's none of my business. And I turn, and there's this old woman staring at the child. She's sullying him just with her gaze, and she says, but you're not going to put him in the front seat, are you? And I just stopped, and I exhaled, and I said, no, keep it moving.
Good.
Did you really hit her with a keep it moving?
I did. That's my thing.
And she went, that
baby's the devil. And she stops. And then she goes, well, he's really cute. And I just ignore her. And then I continue to struggle with the thing. But we weren't out of the hospital 3 minutes before some old bag is giving me advice that I don't want.
You think she just hangs out there to give advice?
What a horrible, horrible
bitch. Like when someone comes out with a cast, keep it elevated.
At least she said, I know it's none of my business, so she knew.
It would have been really funny if you had a pickup truck with no back seat.
And just put it in there.
And just put it in the bed of the truck.
I wish that I said.
And you tied the stroller onto the trailer hitch with a nylon rope.
I really wish that it was a missed opportunity. I wish that I said, no, I'm going to put him on the floor.
Yeah.
And then, just point into the floorboard in the front
dashboard.
Seat.
We wedge him into the dashboard, right?
I would have loved.
That would have just invited more reaction.
I would have loved to have
glove box.
If I had a time machine, once again, I'd put him on the hood. Right after that, and then speed off.
Yep.
With him on the hood.
Right. Oh, you should have had a baby manufacturer that looks like your baby. And you could have held him out the window of the lady. Thanks for the advice.
Thanks. Wave with the baby.
Yeah, but to
have, yeah, you should have had a baby manufactured that looked like yours instead of just getting any doll.
If this was 30 years ago, the way you'd be taking it home would be Jillian in the front seat, you in the front seat, and her just holding the baby, no seatbelt.
Jillian said, sorry, Mickey, one second. Jillian said that, like, I think it's her aunt or something had like two or three kids. And she said way back in the day that like, they would just put them on the back seat. And just like lay them down on the back seat and drive home. And one of the kids actually came to a stop. One of the kids rolled off onto the ground. It was fine.
Nobody was holding the baby?
No. It's like, I think it was just her like driving.
Like it's Costco. Coming home with a case of water. What do you think happens when somebody gives birth on a, like in the 40s and 50s on a farm in the middle of nowhere?
Tractor.
And the rural doctor can't make it out in time. They just give birth.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people used to do that in the farm.
Right.
But I mean, what?
Like, that's how my grandmother
would. They probably put the baby in a rocking chair.
My great grandmother literally squat in the field.
In the field?
What?
Why was she in the field?
She was hoeing.
I hope they
She was working the field. She was working the field, pregnant as
can. Do you understand everything you're saying makes it sound like she was a slut? She's working the field. She's out hoeing.
She's hoeing.
Somebody's got to make money somehow. No, she was a farmer family, and she was out there in the field.
Is this Serbia?
Yeah. Squatted down, gave birth to my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this makes more sense now.
Yeah.
And then her husband helped her back to the house. They cleaned up, tied things off.
And then she went back to work.
Went back to work.
She did not go back to work that day.
She did.
Bullshit.
No stitches?
Okay.
I think he's right. Prove because I've wrong. Heard these stories many, many times, and I think people now are so careful. Like Lauren,
many people are saying
Lauren should have given birth on her lunch break,
but
and
no,
then gone back to work.
When you're done with giving birth, you're physically exhausted, emotionally exhausted.
But you're
and
also
a lot of time you're all
well,
torn
that's
up.
What
down
they, that's what they want you to believe.
Yeah, but they have no emotions back in old Serbia, right?
No. They're cold people.
Exactly.
I've seen a Serbian film, and that's what it was.
Human nature is you play into what.
Did
you know.
She leave? Did she leave the baby with a bearded man? I hope not.
Anyone who doesn't know what that is, do not go watch.
Great grandpa didn't shave, so yeah.
We got to get a one of those temporary tattoos of the film.
What? Oh, on his arm?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I got some plans for some Instagrams and whatnot. Yeah.
You
got
to do it.
I got some good times coming, I think.
Can you please be the first person that I've recommended this to that actually takes me up on it?
Absolutely.
I will do my part.
Front seat.
I will invest hundreds of hours.
Whiskey and the gum.
No, we start taking photos like in 3 months of the baby
and
with every possible career option, like a little hockey mask,
right.
A little baseball mitt. And so when he grows up, you can go, he always wanted to be this.
I'm into that. Yeah. I'm into it, but it's going to be expensive for all those little baby props.
We can
return them.
Shoplift.
Oh, yeah.
This ties back into the serial killer thing. You could get him as a little serial killer.
Oh, you can put a hockey mask on him and a machete.
He's
two for one. You can do the hockey goalie, and then you can also do killer.
Always wanted to kill.
And on the off chance, he is the person that kills the school bus full of kids.
Yeah.
You get his little, like the little red car with the yellow roof running into a little school bus.
Just in case.
That's a lot of options I got to worry about.
Astronaut.
But you know what's bad about that? You can't say,
I never saw it coming. I had an idea.
We can start with him. We can start with him and the Zoom, little headphones and the microphone, and he's a podcaster.
No.
Well, what you think is going to be podcasts when he's grown up?
Sure.
What are they going to be called? I think they might be around still.
Maybe. Transmissions or something? I don't
know. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Terrestrial.
This is your chance to send him a message. Because remember, I sent one for what's my kid's name? Zach. So if he ever listens to it, he's going to... What did I tell him? Send me a picture of Mrs. Circumcised.
You know what I...
Dick.
Yeah. That was it. I'll know, son, that you're listening to this. That was what you asked, Tyler.
Yeah, I said, like, in 16 years, out of nowhere, I'm going to get unsolicited, uncircumcised dick photo for my son.
Do you have any shame of that? I'm saying that.
No.
I mean, comedic shame.
I don't blame
you. What does that mean? So you say something not funny?
Yeah, that's what he's suggesting. So you never know how you're going to think. You know, I've heard stories, and a lot of like listeners have been saying, hey, Anderson, you know, your whole world's going to change and nothing will ever look the same. And a lot of people are saying you're not going to be like the same amount of movies and, you know, taste, and the world's going to change. And I was a little bit concerned about that because so many people were telling me about this, right?
Yeah.
We had Tosh.0 on. We haven't seen it in years, but when we were in the hospital, it was like the kid had been born for maybe 14 hours. Mm-hmm. And Tosh.0 is on in the background, and he tells some joke, and the joke was he's talking about game shows, and Daniel says, "I don't like that. I love game shows, but I don't like that game show To Catch a Predator because I've never seen anyone win a kid." And the whole audience was like, "Oh, like that's too much," and I became enraged. enraged at the audience for being fucking pussies.
Good.
And I'm like, oh, and then at that moment, I'm like, oh, still got it. Thank God. Thank God.
Still got that cold heart. that evil streak running through me.
I thought you were saying everybody there in the waiting room, all having brand new kids, were aghast, and you were upset with them.
We were in our room by ourselves.
Like, they're a little sensitive to that right now.
Speaking of censoring, it was the funniest. I get it. It's the most inappropriate thing they've ever done. But there's a website that sells the most offensive T-shirts you could possibly imagine.
Yep.
Like, the most offensive.
T-shirt help.
Yeah. But they have a baby collection of T-shirts and onesies, and the one that they ended up pulling, which I thought was brilliant, was
Baby Hitler,
BILF, on the front.
Baby,
of the
I'd like to fuck.
Oh
yeah.
No,
yeah. Bilf.
I get it though. I mean, they got the Gilf, the Milf.
Yeah,
I don't see the Dilf.
What's Gilf?
So. Grandma.
That's stretching it.
Gilf is great grandma.
I mean, if it's Mexican, yeah, she's only like 34. So
yeah,
be Michael said that
probably wouldn't be much of a stretch.
Racist.
Yeah.
That's going to be a future Trump. Guys, kids, mark it down now, because that's a future Carano or Trump, and it was Carano that said it.
Is that a game?
It's a game we play, yeah.
Yeah. It's a great game.
Look at how small that little fan is on the ceiling.
Okay, no one can see that except for...
That's the smallest ceiling fan I've ever seen.
It is small. Okay. So I did have this thought, though, in reference to like my thoughts.
More blades
changing
than most, though.
And the way that I see the world, driving home with the kid in the back seat, and Jillian, right? And he's in his little car seat. And I'm thinking, and I've seen, how many commercials have we seen in TV shows? You know, that first drive home, it's like a momentous thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at a red light, and I felt this horrible sinking feeling in my stomach, and this shame and sadness for him about me. And I was momentarily pissed off at myself for all the dumb things I've done publicly, all the dumb things I've said, and all the dumb ways I've acted. And I'm his dad, and he has no control over the jackassedness that I have
put
forth. And I hate the idea of him having to be associated with stupid me.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I felt lots of shame and sadness about that.
Now, here's the thing. What that you have going for you at that point, though, is that there's nothing he can do that can top you.
Let's hope he doesn't try.
And you can tell him at some point, go, listen, there's nothing that you can do that we have not done.
My dad says that to me.
It's not
Dad, I was in New York and I wanted to smoke some crack. So I got out of the car and I was looking for a place to buy crack. And you're like, that's nothing, son. He's like, hold on. And I was sucking two dicks at the same time. I would be terrified to drive around with my child in the back. And
fine.
Here's the good thing is,
fine.
I mean, the bad
You're
thing,
terrified to drive.
Yeah. In the past, you could just deny, and your child would never have any way to find out about your past. But this is all documented.
What do you mean?
Everything we've ever done is documented.
Okay. Yeah.
Much
this,
more so
this
than
this podcast.
Than, yeah, but when you were younger.
We have to firmly subscribe to the do as I say, not as I've done on the 350 episodes of our show that you've
heard. I'm not going to be, and I've heard Drew say over the years, and I agree with that. You don't tell them.
What have you heard me say?
You don't sit down and say, hey, yeah, I've done every drug there is, and I've tried this and I've tried that. But what I can do, and I can speak from the heart, is like, yeah, I tried to do a lot of things to self-soothe and to, like, you know, fix my mood, because I had a lot of childhood trauma.
And you don't
and
have
I
the problems
sad,
I had, son.
Sad
so
person, and I had a lot of...
Buck up.
My teenage years and my, like, early 20s are just, like, a really, really sad time to look... And usually, that should be, like, the best time parts of your life.
Should
and they were awful for me. Like, terrible. So, you know, do what you will.
You mean back when you were a male model?
Yes, those days were awful.
Terrible time.
Those days were
I
the worst.
These old
women
Russian
fawning
men.
Bad
all
days,
over
but great photos.
Terrible.
Yeah, women fawning
time
over me, and I didn't even know how to talk to them or look them in the
living
eye.
Living in the Palisades. Oh my gosh, what a
I
horrible
wasn't living
life!
In the Palisades. I was homeless at that point. I never stayed in that house at all.
On purpose.
Yeah. On purpose.
You weren't homeless.
I want a story.
You chose not to have a roof.
Technically, I'm homeless right now.
Oh, because you're
I'm
not
crashing
your
at your place. Yeah.
I don't think you're technically homeless because of that.
No, when I graduated film school, I gave all my shit away, and I just like surfed couches.
Did you say ran away to film school?
When I left, when I graduated,
when I ran away to
graduated film school.
I remember when I escaped and went to medical school. I think that baby's beautiful. I think Tyler's baby is pretty beautiful. I just stepped it down just for kicks.
I think they're both pretty butt.
No, I think they're. You guys have both have a very very cute kids, and I think you're very fortunate.
Yeah, so far so good. I'm trying to get my time down on the diaper changing. I'm treating it like a pit stop, and I want to get really fast.
You don't want to relish in it and take your sweet ass time.
Wait till that day when he's potty trained.
Oh yeah, it's a good day.
And you're it makes your day.
Yeah.
You're like. You're so proud.
Right.
Right? And you don't have to do any more diapers.
But.
It's so wonderful.
Now he's like destroying my stuff. Anything that's within reach, right? He's just grabbing it and destroying and putting it in his mouth.
He has no idea what he's doing.
Yeah. Hey, Tyler. Mark this down, buddy. Future guest on whatever that show's going to be called. Mickey.
Of course. Another father here.
Yeah. Mickey would be a good one. Oh, he's already he wasn't in my house 30 seconds, Tyler, before he started telling me how to be with the kid. It was like flashbacks to my dad.
How much unsolicited advice have you gotten?
I've been a homebody for the most part, so I haven't been out too much. But you know, leading up to, there's been a lot, and I've gotten emails from a lot of people, well wishers, and then they follow up with, "But here's what you got to be doing, and here's what you should be doing," and
You'll do exactly what you needed to do.
I'll do what I want to do, like I always have.
However, there will be moments where you have no idea what to do.
I'm real lucky, though, because my mom's a registered nurse. She was in labor and delivery for 20 years, so she's got all the answers, or a lot of the answers.
Well, she had them until the baby was born.
Then she forgot everything.
She's a delivery room nurse.
Yeah, that's true.
That's where her job ended.
She also raised 4 kids.
How was your mom overwhelmed?
Nah, this is like the 7th kid in her life because she had 4 of her own, and then this is her 3rd grandkid.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, Atticus is old news in her book.
Yeah, she's like, so what? Another fucking kid. Like, I've never seen a kid before.
Great. More traffic. That's all she says. Right, that's one more kid at the park.
That's what that used to be my thing. Like, a friend would be having a kid. I'd be like, way to populate. Good job. And now I feel like an ass for saying that.
I know it serves no purpose except for.
No, but yours is going to be genius.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And help.
I still want to make a movie about somebody going back. Two people. It's got to be a girl and a guy. And they go back in time to kill Hitler because they get a time machine. But they fuck up and they go a little bit too far back in time. So they get there and it's baby Hitler. And then they don't know what to do. They know that they have to kill him, but they can't kill him because he's a cute baby. It's a comedy.
You realize this was like an entire thing, this election cycle, right?
It's a good idea. What do
you
mean?
I've been talking about
this.
They
were asking, they literally asked Jeb Bush if he would kill baby Hitler.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. But no, I brought that up on the show like years ago. It's not like the most original idea ever, but I think it would be really funny if you did it right. And they're like, well, he's right there. We can save so much. And like the girl's like, no, but he's so cute. We can't.
What if somebody went back and instead of killing Hitler, they told Hitler how to escape?
What if they just told him his art was good? That's really good, son.
One hug changes everything. Or some hot Jewish chick hits on him and he falls in love with her.
Mm. Yeah, that could be. That could. Yeah.
What would be your outcome in that movie?
Oh, dead to the dead baby.
Dead baby.
What if you're a racist? What if you're in the Klan and you develop a time machine? Sorry, I'm laughing at this. I haven't even thought it through yet. You're in the Klan.
Trump or Carano? Here we go.
You're in the Klan. You go back. You go back to kill Hitler, and instead of killing Hitler, you tell him you should really go after the blacks.
Also, like,
because you're in the Klan.
You're in the Klan.
So you steer
like
his,
try and steer.
You steer his hatred somewhere
he
else.
He would have got to the blacks. They were on the list. He had like a Columbine list.
Or you know,
it'd
be funny.
Instead of like different kids, it was different races.
I say you kill the Germans, and he's like, "What? What are you talking about? Like, just do it, man. Kill a couple."
Honestly,
Isn't there a TV show about going back right now in history?
Yeah, it's called something. I've seen the ads for it. It looks.
It's called Timeless. It looks terrible. It
looks brutal. Timeless. It looks really expensive and really, really awful.
Wasn't that our
it's on my former employer, NBC, but they're not my employer anymore, so I can
you
say
can
that.
Badmouth. You might get
wasn't
rehired.
Wasn't that Chris's movie, Timeless? Our teacher?
Yes. Our teacher. That's right. Our teacher did have a film. It does have a film called Timeless. Our main professor, our production professor at film school that I went to with Mickey. Timeless. What's the name of the movie? We watched it.
So are you going to take that baby out trigger-treating?
And we've never seen it again. Not timeless.
Are you going to put a little costume on that baby?
Oh,
and
Chris,
take it out,
I liked our professor.
Oh, Chris is great.
No, I don't think we are going to take him out trick-or-treating. That would be...
Why not?
That'd be real thirsty.
I think you should just do it, just even just go to one house so you can tell him you did it, because it's going to seem like abuse to him. later if you go, we didn't take you trick-or-treating.
He will hold it against you.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when he's like 4 or 5.
1 year of candy he missed out on.
He'll be like, did I go trick-or-treating when I was 10 days old? And we'll be like, and then he'll be like, fuck you guys, and he'll run away right there.
I do know somebody who brought their newborn baby to Disneyland just to say they did it. They walked inside and held him up in front of the sign and then left.
Really?
Yeah.
That's no joke. Something you would do.
Nah.
No?
It's not.
Really?
No. Because
I don't think anybody would let him have a baby.
What?
I don't think anybody would let
Corona
have
a baby?
You really think that's going to happen? I'm in the hospital, and the baby is born, and somebody runs and grabs it. Not yours.
I could see an entire campaign being run around taking the baby away from you. Yes.
That's ridiculous.
If I become president, I will take that baby away from my Corona.
I'm a very good uncle. I would be a good father as long as my wife did most of the work.
Uh-huh.
But what are your thoughts about Syria and the economy? Don't care. We're going to take that baby away from Corona.
Vote him in.
Landslide.
Also, in what world now? Apparently, that means Corona is very famous. That a presidential
candidate became famous
for taking his child
away.
Point.
That's a good
infamous.
Point. Yeah, Mike. I think you should have at least a dog.
Yeah, I know. I feel pretty alone in this world now.
Oh, Mike.
Well, it's like everyone's got a nice little family going, and all I have is just me and my electric bike.
How? Which has a flat tire.
Look at it this way. We all have burdens.
Yeah, we do have burdens.
No, I'm pretty happy with
you have
the way
no burden. Right,
hey, I'm
now.
Pretty happy that I'm you free as a bird. I'm like a leaf on the wind. I'm a gypsy.
Like, what you have right now is what I'm going to be working towards for the next 18 years.
Hey, I know people always go the grass.
I've only got 10,
but I appreciate.
Oh, you bastard!
I appreciate the grass on my side a lot.
Yeah,
yeah. I appreciate the fact that I can just split and do whatever the heck I want, and I don't have to change diapers, and I don't have to pay for a baby, and I don't have
to.
You can wake up
at 7. You can hit the road by 8 a.m.
That's right.
Get out to
Death Valley at 12:30.
You should get a dog or a cat, though.
I will eventually.
I really think that
I will
you
eventually. I'll probably accidentally impregnate somebody and then.
Really?
You know, I'll have
with a cat?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I want to have a man cat.
Get a flying squirrel.
That would scare the shit out of me.
Another thing, since Atticus has got here, and I was a little bit worried because so many people told me this is the case, is your dogs are just going to become dogs again. Nope. No. Love them as much as ever.
Yeah.
In fact, they're better because they're actually, like, trained. They don't shit in the house. They listen to you.
Oh, that's true. They're trained better than him.
Atticus has, like, 2 years at least to go
themselves.
Until he's as good as your dogs.
Yeah, like, when we took him out, Jillian took him out to go pee last night before we went to bed, and I saw, you know, Stanley got, he was sleeping. He got up. He jumped off the couch. He ran outside, and I'm thinking, dude, he is so dumb compared to Atticus, yet he can do that.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
Yeah.
He's so self-sufficient.
You know what's amazing, though? You'll start being so proud of Atticus when you see these little different steps that he's like, oh my gosh, he can breathe.
Right. Yeah.
And you realize, oh, every normal kid can do that. Yeah. But you're so proud because I can't believe it.
I'm already doing it.
He can breathe.
You think monkeys
on his own.
He did it.
Like when a baby monkey gets up and jumps into a tree, the parents are like, oh, my God.
I think there might be some
genius.
I think dogs have a sense of humor, and I think they think things
who
are funny,
those
and I think
southern
they get ashamed.
Chimpanzees, Mike?
Oh, yeah. They definitely
do. Oh, my God. They did it.
What? Oh, my God. They did it.
He's eating a banana just like his old man.
Speaking of bananas and sausages.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa.
Well, I was thinking about the first person to ever invent a sausage. We talked about it on the show before, but it just continues.
Colonel Sausage.
Like, the guy that invented it, he's like, all right, here. It tastes great.
Yeah, Colonel Sausage.
Colonel Sausage says, I take pig's intestines. Mm-hmm. I fill them with ground meat.
Yeah.
Of the pig. Right,
stay with me. And I tie them off at either end. And trust me, you're going to try one of them. Is that him saying stay with me
to the people he's telling?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They taste good. They snap when you bite into them. But they look just like wieners. I mean, that he had to have been thinking that, right?
Probably
I mean, they look
not.
Just like a dick.
That doesn't make
especially
sense.
An uncircumcised wiener, which is what got me thinking about it. No.
It doesn't look like an uncircumcised wiener for starters. It looks like a circumcised wiener.
No, it looks uncircumcised because there's no head. It's just all one little.
They
look just like, what are you guys thinking about it?
Have you seen an uncircumcised wiener?
Have you seen a sausage?
Yeah. I've almost never looked at a hot dog or a sausage and thought, this is just like a dick. And I swear to God.
Imagine you've never seen one before. Forget everything you know.
Yeah.
Now you see it. You've never seen a sausage ever or a hot dog. And then they're like, there's this new food. You'd be like, oh my God, someone's selling cut off dicks.
And do you think the bun looks like a vag?
No.
Some.
Yeah, you're right. Some. Big fudge.
So I'm sorry. Soft, this is very soft, even more sophomoric than us for normally. But the reason why I thought about it is because I had to go in there for a little circumcision, right?
Are you circumcised?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wait, you had to go in for a circumcision?
Why? No, I already.
Or him. Did you watch?
I went in and watched.
Turn your devices off.
What is that?
He's going to hate you for that, by the way.
Why'd you just say turn your devices
off?
Oh,
sorry. I didn't
Someone's
hear it.
Phone rang.
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. Really?
Well, I'm not I'm even sorry. In the same room and I heard it, so I don't know what you want from me.
So he takes the little thing, right? He clamps it down. There's all these different methods and ways to do it, I guess.
Yeah. Why'd you do it?
Why wouldn't I? I don't want him to scare chicks. Or dudes.
Mine hasn't scared any chicks. God, that is really horrible.
It's a horror movie.
Welcome to the After Disaster. You say horrible, regretful things.
The so you're uncircumcised?
Erase. Yes.
Because he's Serbian.
No.
Do you do that water balloon thing?
Frankly, I wish yes. I was uncircumcised, to be honest with you, because I hear it's better.
It's a lot easier to pinch off, too.
Uh-huh. All right. That's not the...
Whoa. You brought up sausages and dicks. You can't.
Now it's going too
bring
far.
Bring it to a halt.
Wait a minute. You trim your pubic hairs. I just threw it in my mouth. How do they circumcise it? Is it like a scalpel?
Just teeth.
Well, remember we lost some listeners because we were talking about it. It was a true story. It was in the news, but there was a rabbi, Moyle, going around town a few years ago.
Yeah.
And he was giving kids herpes by mistake because they actually sucked the blood.
Yeah.
The real, real traditionalist. That was a thing that was going on. And some of our listeners got very upset with me for repeating that story, but I heard it locally. So
yeah.
I did not have that experience a couple days ago when I saw the circumcision. But
go ahead. Kaiser doesn't have the blood sucking moils?
Not on hand. I would have had to order in advance, kind of like a vegetarian meal on a plate.
I heard Good Sam.
So what do they do? Do they take a scalpel?
Good Samaritan.
They use leeches, though.
They spare no expense.
How do they cut it off?
There's so many different ways, but I'll tell you the way.
Like one of those pipe cutters that just keeps going deeper and deeper.
There's something about a bell that he didn't have. I can't speak to the bell.
You mean like I did it?
That's what Zach had.
You mean is it like Zach had the bell. Like a bowl cut? You use a bell, little tiny bell.
He puts a thimble on his little.
Tyler, explain how it goes.
The edge.
How explain the
yeah,
bell?
Yeah, they pull down the foreskin, and then they put like this little like plastic thing around it, and then it basically like kills off the top layer of skin, and it just drops off.
So there's no cutting.
There's
it's
no
like
cutting.
Docking a tail on a dog.
Yeah, you know what they should do is
exactly.
You should have had him cut it like a little suit out of it, so it looks like he's wearing a suit
and put like a little button.
Right,
no, like collars.
You're right.
You know it doesn't make
that's
sense
what I should have done. You're right.
Kids.
Flames. You should have made it flames.
What are you?
It doesn't make sense to circumcise kids.
What are you talking about?
I'm with you on this one.
Yeah. The reason circumcision started was because if you don't clean regularly, you can get infection just like a girl.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a UTI.
Right.
So if you cut it off, there's no place for the infection to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And not only
now
that,
we're cleaner.
Yeah.
Cleaner. We're not.
No, we're perfectly clean now.
Plus,
we got
bacteria spray coming
no,
that's going to replace
shower.
Showers because of the way the world's going. So,
no, I agree with Mickey.
No.
And Dr. Drew is here
it
to
also
chime
preserves,
in about getting
it
circumcised.
Also preserves a lot of sensitivity in your penis. And
no one will ever know except for people who get circumcised afterwards. And I want to hear from those people who get circumcised later in life. And they're like, oh, my God, sex sucks now. I don't think those guys exist. And let me tell you this.
I think they do exist. There's the people that have done it because they've been embarrassed.
There's people that have wanted to sue their parents because they've heard, like you, that it felt better. But like you and Mike,
absurd.
You and Mickey can't like have, you know, go bang a chick and then talk about.
That is not true. You can go to Scientology's Celebrity Center. They'll plug you into the e-meter and have sex, and it'll give you perfectly accurate, scientifically proven.
He's got us there, guys.
Who's having more fun?
Okay, from working on that show, that Loveline show for all those years, I would hear at least once a week, I'd say, maybe once every 2 weeks.
Oh, you mean Loveline with Amber Rose?
Yeah. Somebody would call
in. Dr. Hogley.
And they would have a foreskin. Or a girl would call in who has a boyfriend who's not circumcised, and there'd be a lot of ripping and tearing, and it would be continuous.
It's called phimosis. The foreskin rips. It's terrible.
God,
very painful.
Also, I've heard Drew, and I'm quoting Drew here, say 100% of all penile cancer cases come from uncircumcised peens. 100%. All right, so that's two things right there.
And higher risk for HPV.
Yeah, that's true. More surface area. And here, when I went in to watch Atticus get circumcised, right? Mm-hmm. So they take like this little clamp thing. It looks like scissors, but it's a clamp, a little one.
They do it in that surgery like theater, right, where everyone's like sitting up high above.
There was a bunch of like weird pervs sitting around with like mustaches and and
smoking pipes.
Seriously? Really?
No. Like the Nick.
Oh, we have the perv gallery we let in here every now and then.
Some pedophiles that they put to death, like they give
gotta
them
make ends meet.
Last, like, they can either have a last meal or a last wish, like a dying wish, like a Make-A-Wish. There should be a Make-A-Wish for the death row inmates. That would be fun.
Anderson.
Why should there be?
Anderson.
Because it'd be fun. What?
It's called their last moil.
Oh, God.
I don't get it.
You haven't succumbed to dad humor yet.
The last moil? Does it rhyme with something?
No, it's their last meal.
Oh, last meal. Okay, that's not bad. All right, I was okay. So, well, put the clamp in.
Judge of the jokes.
No,
I give it a 4.5.
I didn't know what he was talking about.
Thank you, great Anderson.
At all. I was thinking like the last passion of.
What?
I was trying to think of like the connection. I didn't get it. The last meal. I get it. So.
You would like
puts a clamp in there, right? And then he takes this metal, like it's like a toothpick, but it's metal, right? And he puts it immediately inside, and he starts scraping around, and he pulls out all this white gook, and he goes, "That's the schmegma," which is like the actual term for it, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
Mickey's well aware of it.
Yep.
And he wipes it away, and he starts explaining to me that why
Mickey's well aware of it.
Trying
That's
to prove
nice.
That I'm stupid or something. What? He knows what I'm talking
no,
about.
No, because he has
dummies straight ahead of me.
No, it's
no
because you don't
idea.
Have. I didn't
his
know
eyes
much
rolled of, back in his
I
head.
I didn't know much about schmegma either, Mike. I because I have a circ.
That was like, and then he gets really bad breath. Mike, you know what I'm talking about. that's what you just did.
So then he's
the technical
Mike,
term
before
is
you go home
dick,
and lay awake in bed thinking that I was doing some sort of like actually telling you that on the podcast. I wasn't. Don't freak out.
He doesn't have that breath.
Oh God.
So the doctor turns to me, and here's the irony, like he had a really thick accent, and I was thinking, I bet this guy's not circumcised. I don't think he was. I bet he wasn't. I almost asked him right after he told me this. He was going down the litany of reasons why it's good to get it done now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of which
number I think, 11, I just like touching little cocks.
Number 12, I get paid many dollar.
Yes, another line item on the budget for him.
14, I've got a Porsche payment.
I think number 3. I think this was his number. Maybe number 4 was he used the word teenage girls won't be scared of it.
Okay,
Mike was the doctor.
Instead of just saying like girls or women. He said teenage girls. And I was thinking, like, why do you think this kid's getting action at such a young age?
Like teens father, like, would have been worse,
do
right?
You know?
He just said teens.
It was weird. He's like, teens and tweens are really afraid of the answer.
If you're coming out a tween with your...
And he's like, don't even get me started on prepubescent because they freak. And I'm like, oh, God, that's too much. No, he didn't say it. So then he pulls up after he gets all the schmegma out. Mickey's well aware of the schmeg. Like, you not so much.
I'm still lost.
I'm still schmeg ridden.
I'm Googling it.
He pulls it up, right? So like the head's
Mickey's
down.
Mickey's trying to get notes on whatever this utensil is that
he needs. Yeah, what is the metal toothpick I can stick on
you
my penis?
He can finally get rid of all that cream
He's like,
cheese.
That's just a shrimp deviner.
Tyler,
I got this at Big Lots.
Tyler, what does Mickey always have in his mouth?
Schmegma.
Always.
A toothpick.
Always.
He's always got a toothpick. Anyone who knows Mickey, they know that the man loves his toothpicks, and now we all know why.
Now we know why. That's true.
So he pulls the head, the skin up, right? And he takes what looks like can be best. He puts a bunch of iodine on it, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The color stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And then he
the
pulls.
The color stuff.
The colored stuff. It's like betadine or iodine, right?
Yeah.
And then he pulls the skin.
Makes him
up.
Look dark brown.
Antibacterial.
Yeah, I put a little bit on his face to make a joke, and like
stuff.
Everyone told me to stop.
Yeah.
So he pulls it up, and then he takes like what looks like cigar cutters.
Yeah.
And he clamps it off. So now the skin is just up there. Just nothing but skin. But it's not cut.
You got to wrap this story up because it's freaking me out.
And then he takes a scalpel.
He asked you to do it, right?
And he takes No, he didn't. He takes a scalpel and he just, ching, like real quick, just like, and it's just gone. And he goes, that's the schmuck. And he tosses it aside to his little collection. He had a little collection
like,
with all the
like
schmucks
Fruit
in a
Ninja?
Jar.
He just sliced it off. Like
kind of like Fruit Ninja, yeah.
Puts it on the George Foreman grill and he goes, that'll be ready in 3 minutes.
And then, you know.
And fat free.
And what was weird is, as Atticus cried at the iodine when he put the colored stuff on, Tyler, first, because it was cold, I guess, that's what upset him more than the actual shing of the schmuck off.
Shing.
Thanks, Tyler. But and then he just wrapped some gauze around it, and it was like a perfect little bean. It was weird. It was
he wrapped
weird.
Some gauze around it. He what walked, kind of he, cigars?
Yeah. Gauze. Oh, I owe you guys cigars.
So sorry. You think it's totally normal to have a kid be born and to immediately cut something
off? I don't
off
think
of
most
it.
Of this shit's normal. Okay, here's another thing. We had to go to like breastfeeding class or whatever today, right, and learn about pumps and whatnot. And then she called up. Today's a Saturday, mm-hmm. but you know hospitals are still going on the 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. So she calls up some pediatrician that's on call today and says, "Hey, Atticus Cowan's here. Does he need blood work? Okay, we'll send him right over." So we leave. We have to walk down the hall into the lab, the laboratory in the hospital where like the sickest of the sick are, it seems like. I feel like I'm in quarantine from the 1600s. Everyone in there is like gray and coughing.
Yeah.
And now we got our newborn
Maybe
in there.
Maybe that's the pathway to the upside down.
We take him in to this other little room and they just start like.
I love that baby. I think he has Frankie's soul. He just passed away 2 days ago.
He was lingering down the hall the other day,
and they put like a hole in his little heel, and they start just bleeding him. And it's like that's not normal either.
Man. No, it's not.
No, but I know from the things that I've heard.
What's
from
normal? What's
on,
a normal way?
He's
to get...
talking about not getting circumcised. He's one of these don't circumcise your kid people. That's what he is.
What if there's the doctor? We got to draw some blood, and he put the knife
and we
in
all
his...
vote for Trump.
That's right.
I will outlaw circumcision era.
Nothing but bad decisions.
I'm sure it's
coming
different.
Out of us.
You know, I'm sure it's different, and every hospital has to be a little bit different, right? Because Cedars is primarily like it's a Jewish-run hospital, so I'm sure they have different feelings than the Catholic hospital has. But then again, they both circumcise.
Most modern, I think. I don't want to be speaking. These are the kinds of things that people get really, really passionate about. Yeah. So I don't want
crazy, right?
Yeah, it's weird. Like races get really like hung up on the food thing, which is so odd to me. Like why they get so really pissed off about. Yeah, I don't even want to say it.
That's
I mean,
religion.
It pisses people off.
Religion does that, not race.
No, like race gets black people get very upset if you suggest that they like carrots. Right?
Mm-hmm.
People get caught up with the food thing
because that is racism. Because it was an old way to like that because there was a reason why, like there were mockeries of black people eating watermelon and
chicken.
What?
I said carrot.
No, but I'm saying that the reason that's upsetting is because it was a way to mock people at some point in time.
Yeah, but I love watermelon.
It's my favorite fruit by far.
Is it a fruit? It's a melon. Right there in the name.
Yes, it's a fruit.
It's a melon.
It's got seeds in it.
Dad, I was listening to the podcast when you didn't know if watermelon was a fruit or not.
Oh, yeah, I guess it isn't the fruit family. It's a melon, though. To be more.
I hate you, Dad.
But I get it.
And people get really hung up with breast milk and breastfeeding and
sure
vaccinations.
I personally don't care about
all
it much,
that
but
shit.
Most people get hung up about it.
You don't care one way or the other?
I think you should breastfeed.
Uh-huh. What if
is Jillian producing enough milk there, buddy?
It seems kind of a personal question.
I think it's has something to do with.
He's not asking her.
Everything.
He's not asking her.
She doesn't drink beer.
I think doesn't breastfeeding have something to do with making their immune system better, possibly?
Yeah. It's like obviously, whatever the mom is producing is like made for that kid.
Yeah,
like that's how evolution has got us here. So it makes sense. And everything's on schedule. It's just there's a lot of pain involved at this point. The kid's got quite the sucker.
Yeah. She'll get used to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got a touch of jaundice.
That was a great way you just discounted her feelings. Yeah, she'll get used to it. She wanted a baby.
Well, obviously, she's interested in doing it.
Yeah.
So, I don't think I'm disparaging her.
He's got a touch of jaundice, so he's got like the yellow eyes. He looks like an old alcoholic when you look at him in the eye. You ever seen those guys that get so far down the road with alcoholism that their liver's failing and their eyes are yellow?
Mm-hmm. I believe so. Sad I don't know sight. If I've seen it.
Yeah. And the gym blocks.
Why do babies get? Why do babies get jaundice? What's that all about?
Drinking.
Alcoholism.
No, it's like their red blood cells breaking down and their liver is not developed enough to expel them. So it usually happens like the third or fourth, fifth day. And then they have these little blankets with lights in them. That's it's almost like sunlight. And and that'll.
Do
and
you just take him out of the sun at all?
He's not supposed to get direct sunlight. But as long as he's getting some indirect sunlight, that works. And
The kids can't go out in the sun until they're like three now. It's the worst.
You know what else is the worst is
how is that
what
possible?
Kind of bullshit
how
is that
possible?
It's not true.
It's not true. Okay. I just assumed that it was true because I mean that's the world we live in, right?
Anderson just takes that to the bank and like in 3 years Atticus is just this white albino child. Like,
you can see every vein through his translucent skin.
Every time a nurse came in to see us, she scanned his little ankle bracelet and then scanned Jillian's to make sure that she really was Jillian. And
yeah, that is an issue.
Are we really to the point where like that's like people are trying to pull a fast one?
I suspect like what? No, but I suspect it's a very much rarity. But when it does happen, nice the liability sentence. Is so great.
It seemed like it was
if one person steals a baby out of 10,000, they're still going to scan everybody because
you can't take the chance.
Yeah, so we all got to be treated like criminals, like everything else. Like every time they
also,
come.
Also, I think it's people mixing up babies. Like, it doesn't even have to be nefarious.
But they don't even have a nursery anymore. Like, the kid never left our side. From the time that he was born, he's been in the same room as us. He's never...
What a nightmare.
I know.
What was that time?
Where's your nursery?
What was the era where you see the stereotypical shot of the dad looking through the glass and there's like 50 babies in there all crying?
I think just a few years ago. That's where my mom worked.
You choose which one you want.
My mom worked in a nursery and there was like... I'd go visit her in the middle of the night. She worked nights and there'd be like 19, 20 kids in there screaming. She'd be like, it's a bad time, honey, and I'd leave.
It's a terrible time.
Mm-hmm. Did they take your shirt off and put them on your chest?
I used to go in that nursery, too, and I'd come in after smoking like a full pack of cigarettes. No one.
But you know
questions.
What it was? Is your mom actually hated you, so she'd see you come and she'd go pinch all the babies. And
make them wake up.
Electric shock.
She'd make sure that a couple of other moms gave birth real fast. She'd just push on the stomach real hard so there's more
babies.
That's
how you do it. You push on the stomach. Sometimes the doctor sits on the stomach.
Is that why there's fat doctors?
Yeah.
Groupers.themovie.com.
Groupers. Oh, yeah.
That's all the time we have, everybody.
We're getting close, guys. By the time you hear
it's
this,
getting funded.
We have less than... I don't know if it is. We're still...
People are giving money.
People are giving money, and I can't...
I can't believe it.
Why are you shocked by that?
Because all you did was put up a premise. People just give you money for it.
What? No, there's things that they're getting in return. They're not just giving money. I have some cool things, and I...
And that premise is that him and Jillian and Atticus are just going to move to, like, Nicaragua or something with that $75,000.
Too dangerous. We've already looked into it.
Yeah.
Canada.
Costa Rica.
Canada.
Not bad. No, this is we got less than 2 weeks from the time this gets presented.
Okay.
And Mickey knows more about it. Mickey's one of the five people in the world who's actually read the script.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. He's very excited to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
There's three of them on this podcast, right?
You have not read it, Tyler. You read the short version of the script.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, much
I read your
thanks for trying to paint me into
scripts.
A corner again as Mike. A bad guy with bad breath.
No, Mike has not read the script. In fairness to Mike, I never gave him the script for Groupers. I gave him the script for Battle of Skunk Skull, which he asked for repeatedly, and he didn't read that.
I read about...
that's a bad sign if you didn't
five
read
pages
much.
Of it.
Uh-huh.
And then I told Tara, I just can't read. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I'll read it to you.
And you still said no. That's
no,
good.
We just never got around to
that's
it.
Good. So now you've dragged in someone else into your inability to be a good friend. That's nice.
Well, she was like, it doesn't take that long to read a script. And I was like, it's so hard for me to read anything.
I think it was only 13 pages.
No. Battle of Skunk Skull is 120.
And yet you've read every review for that electric bike that you bought.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a very valid point, Mickey. Thank you.
Can't read anything. Okay.
How's that electric bike treating you?
Terrible.
Flat tire?
Yeah, what happened, Mike?
I had to go pick him up.
Buyer's remorse.
I had to go pick him up. I had to go rescue Mike Carano.
He totally did. And you want
to
know
on our way to this podcast.
I've never felt so helpless. Like, I've had cars, major mechanical breakdowns on freeways, everywhere. I've had dozens and dozens of things go wrong in cars in very inopportune places. This one, I felt helpless because I couldn't push it.
He calls me up. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. It just came off the rim.
No, it had a flat piece of glass in it. And
I actually gave you a good solution.
What is that?
Yeah, you did.
Call the bike.
Call an Uber XL. Go home.
Well, my other option was to wing it over the fence into the LA River and just chalk it up as a lesson.
What did that bike cost?
No,
how much?
You should have called AAA and got one of those giant flatbed tow trucks just for your little.
So
bike
you're zipping
with
around
a flat
town.
Tire.
You're zipping around town.
Oh no! Uh-huh. So get this. The thing goes 20 miles an hour. Yeah. He only goes 20 miles an hour. Right. He doesn't look go like So he just gets up there, and then he's going 20. Mm-hmm. It's too slow for the street. He's freaked out. So he rides it on the sidewalk.
And it's not good.
And I'm hauling ass on the sidewalk.
He's going 20.
Against the grain or with the flow of traffic?
Oh, I do everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All I can see is picture is Mike cruising down Hollywood. I've got the GoPro's on the sidewalk.
On the front.
And people just diving out of the way.
The bike was $1,500. It was $200 for shipping, and I bought about $300 in accessories, and including a rack and a helmet, a bunch of other stuff.
So two grand.
I'm not going to wear. I'm about $2,000 into
it. Can you use it as a normal bike?
If somebody wants it, $1,200, it's yours.
Okay. What? How much did you spend on a total?
$2,000.
A couple grand.
And you're already you're ready to take an $800 hit on this. And when did you buy it? 2 weeks?
4 to 5 days ago.
Well,
and you're $800. Mike, $400.
I don't care. It's
the
nuts.
Remorse is worth.
Yeah. It's a beautiful bike. It's cool.
Dude,
looking.
Have you gone out to Death Valley with it?
Not yet. I'm going.
That'll be fun.
They have like Western Days at Shoshone coming up in 2 weeks, and
you're gonna
going
put
up
like
for
some
that.
Spurs.
And you're gonna take it out there for that?
Yeah, yeah.
Put a
I won't give
it.
You more than a grand for it then.
Yeah.
Mike, I have some news for you.
I'll take it.
That new tires cost less than $800.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And number two. You can't give up because now your new nickname of Electric Mike Carano will instantly die.
Electric Mike. I get it because it rhymes with bike. See, it's more than the last mile.
Once again, the joke connoisseur over there.
I got it. I was just saying that I got things. It. No, it wasn't. Mike, you're totally misunderstanding
we're
me.
We're going to make sure we have joke monitors I wasn't and saying podcast.
That joke's good. I was saying, oh, I get it now, and I think it's funny. I was saying I didn't get it.
You know that great book you have, that Stanley Kubrick book, that Taschen book?
Yeah.
I saw it on Amazon, mm-hmm. and it was much less expensive than I thought, so I bought it. Turns out it was a little teeny mini version of it.
That's cool, though.
It's cool, but I like the big pictures.
Yeah.
I like looking at it in a large form.
It was a Christmas gift that Dr. Drew got me a few years ago.
It was probably very nice. Very expensive.
That's why we call you Micro Carano.
You know what? Pretty good. That was a pretty good joke, Tyler. Well done.
God.
Oh, you like them more each and every time.
Yeah,
yes.
That was good.
Lord.
Wait. So we also need to cover Mike falling down on the roof.
Yeah, we don't need to cover
what
that.
What happened?
Oh, yeah.
What
right.
happened?
I didn't hear the story.
We finished the show a couple weeks ago. Now.
Tyler split.
We were up on top of the roof, and it was a little bit dewy, a little bit. Sure. We're on the roof of the Improv, where we're known to do shows.
Right.
Yep.
And Mike and I are walking, and there's like a little slope, because they got weird elevation up there. I don't know what it's for, the attic or something. A little bit of a slope.
Probably rain drain.
Rain
drain off, like keep the water from collecting on the roof.
And Mike did that whole like banana peel, feet out from under him, yep. hand back, and of course yep. he just broke his hand.
Yep,
like maybe like 2 months, 3 months ago.
Yeah,
and that was the hand that he used to brace his impact.
Yep,
the exact pinky, exact everything,
exactly right on my the same where
and
the brakes were.
I felt so fucking bad.
It wasn't. It was no one's fault.
I know it wasn't. I just felt really. I wish that it would.
I
would
did
have
file
been
a lawsuit against this shoe company
and the Improv. I hope right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people that have been paying you
take
for the last
fuckers to the bank.
30 years.
The people who actually let us that's do right. the show up there, they're yeah. really cool.
Well, that have supported your ass for 30
and
years.
And I'm suing God and the weather system.
You should definitely sue Dallas Rains for giving not talking
I'd
about
love
dew.
To sue Dallas Rains
on the roof. Dallas Rains local.
We should promote our next live weatherman. Show that we or with our next show that we do on the roof of the Improv and see if we can get like people like kind of standing around the corner just like looking up.
That sounds like a.
And like we can like speak down to them to do a show.
Like we're U2 or the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Do you remember when U2 performed on the roof of Tower Records?
U2,
you probably weren't.
The
old
Beatles.
Enough.
I remember this.
The After Disaster.
It caused like a riot on Sunset Boulevard.
That was like the early 90s, I think.
Yeah.
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 I remember that being big news and I was annoyed.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
No, he's never been a U2 fan.
No, I was.
Well, I'm not a huge U2 fan, but I thought it was cool that they
I was
that.
Before Unforgettable Fire, and then they started getting all like, oh, we know about things, and we're sanctimonious, and
yeah,
we should listen
them.
To what we say. But before, like, Sunday, Bloody
so
Sunday.
So you're
going to
do that instead in a movie.
And boy. No, I'm. All right, let's talk about the movie then. Right? You got questions? What do you got? You're not making this any easier, Mickey, at all. You're making it actually quite difficult.
What? What's difficult?
You're the co-producer of this thing, and you're not helping out at all as far as getting interest going. You're like, I can't believe people are giving any money to this thing.
No.
And you're just going to be sanctimonious in the goddamn movie. All right, look at you.
Well, that second part was
so
true.
Two weeks from today is when the deadline hits, right?
2 weeks from yesterday.
How much money do we need?
To be fully funded, we need like 3,400, I think. Yeah. I mean, 34,000.
Okay. Yeah.
34,000?
Dude, Mike just needs to sell like 30 bikes and you're good.
That's true. Mike, get on it.
Mike.
Yeah, buy 30 of them, sell them at $800 off.
Okay. So I have the cash. All right.
And then you fund the movie.
Oh, shit. What's today? Saturday? Okay, Saturday. Today's Saturday, right?
No, I just find the whole process so fascinating.
Huh.
That's what I mean by I can't believe people just give you money, because they are.
There's so much.
It's a new thing.
No, but that's what
it's
I mean.
It's
hard
for us to all of us to conceptualize
the
fact
way I
that
see
people,
it, though. I mean, there
are a lot of movies though that have been made over the years that some rich guy in Hollywood gave people that you'd be
yes.
like, well, I can't.
No,
believe
that's
they
how.
Money.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Generally, how it's done.
But normally, you go to a party and you have to schmooze people and sell them on your
yes.
movie, and they decide to give you money because they think
I've
they're
going to. I've
kind
of been doing that, but on a smaller level. I mean, on a much bigger level. But in smaller increments over the years, you know, talking to
right.
people via shows and about movies right. and having relationships via emails and whatnot. And
he's
a lot of it
schmoozing for 20 years.
A lot of it is like people are just buying a ticket in advance, kind of like I'd like to see,
yes.
like, which kind of is how all movies are. They're a collective. But a lot of the time you got to guess like how many people are actually going to buy into this idea. But the idea of somebody making like $100 million movie is great when you think of it as like a commissioned piece of work. That's
yes.
awesome.
Yeah.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
And these crowdfunding allow you to almost commission work spread out over a really large group of people.
Yeah,
right.
With
and
less that's,
influence. It lets everyone say, I'm a patron of the arts.
well, technically they are.
Yeah, you
I know.
What's
hey,
the amount?
If you contribute, you can consider yourself a patron of the arts, and you can use that at a bar on a girl
what's
or a boy.
The amount where you end up doing the car dealership thing at the end of the month where you only need this much more to reach your goal and you just credit card it?
Oh, on my own?
Don't say that, because then if it gets to that number, people will just stop.
And plus, I don't...
Well, you know how car dealerships, they make their money on... A car dealership get
no
a quota. I mean, they get... There's an amount of cars they need to sell, and that's it. And when they get to the end of the month, if they haven't reached that amount, sometimes the managers will buy the car themselves.
I didn't know that.
So they get that big check
from
the company.
If we don't get funded, the amount that we're looking to raise, after we pay the taxes on that amount, because I got to pay taxes like it's income, after we pay out with all the things, you know, the patches, the shirts, the shipping, the care packages, there's a lot of costs.
There's a lot of cost involved.
By the time everything's said and done, we're going to have just enough to make the movie that was budgeted out. So it would be counterproductive for me to put it all on a credit card and still not have enough. I'd still have to go knock on doors and, you know, have somebody else
come
in.
Yeah, but you
get influence.
Those miles, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, I can guarantee you that even if we get totally funded, I'm going to be out of pocket on a lot of things, I'm sure.
Why is that?
Because the other things will come up and I'll just get it.
No, don't do that.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
No, don't do that.
It's things that aren't thought of yet.
Uh-huh. There's only 8 actors in the whole thing.
See, normally when you budget a movie,
yeah.
you budget for more than what you're going to do.
Right,
we
right.
have emergency funds.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
We don't have emergency. Well, right now we don't have work. We're
we
getting
have
close.
Funds, yeah.
We're more than halfway there.
But you understand, like
last I checked,
something
too,
might come up. I'll just get it.
You're winning as bartender by a vote. Last I checked,
yeah.
We got the
61-60.
Cast Mike Carano or Bald Brian as the onerous bartender in the film. In Grouper's the film. Mike, you're doing pretty
and
well.
And Mike. If Mike wins, he's also with the skeleton, right?
Well, you can throw the skeleton in there if need be. Yes, we can make the skeleton.
The skeleton's
What's
at the
skeleton?
End of the bar. Just a little sight gag.
What's
maybe,
the skeleton?
Maybe.
My skeleton?
In your very serious movie.
We talked a lot about skeletons last week.
Mm. And your bike has to be hanging in the back. Because that's how you get to the bar.
Also,
those
right
are like
now,
the Easter eggs, like all this stupid shit that no one gives a shit about.
I think Mike is enough of
it. Is that an electric bike in the back of that bar for
Mike
some
is
reason?
Enough
no reason
of an Easter egg. Also, right now, Mike. Up for grabs. Somebody
is a human Easter egg.
Anyone who will paint you like an Easter egg.
That's why we call Mike Easter
it's
Egg
good,
Carano.
Like your whole torso will be an Easter egg painted, and we'll just have
nailed
like,
it.
When are we shooting? I gotta start working out.
You got to be shirtless too, if you're gonna be the bartender.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Mike, if you're not doing sit-ups right now, you
are gay bar?
Lost.
No, it's just a bow tie.
Have you ever seen Cruisin' with Al Pacino?
No, but
we'll watch it for some research if you get
okay,
the if you
it,
get the part.
Okay?
You don't need to know that.
Cruisin'.
the basically bell, the actual bell that was used every time somebody said basically on Loveline for like the last 4 years of its existence. I'm holding right now. That is going to be given away to somebody who gets a $25 or more Perk before the end of, I think, Thursday. Before this end of Thursday? Whatever it says. But somebody's going to own this piece of radio history. What do you think about that?
Did you just break it?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it has options. You can make a no noise or just a clacky noise.
Do you, a part of you kind of want this for your electric bike right now, Mike?
No, I already have a bell on my bike.
Coming up on your left. Coming up on your left.
What's cool is you can make
coming half, up on your left, only $1,200. I'll take an $800 loss if you want to buy it.
If you work in a big office, you can make half of them think they just got a text.
That's not too bad.
It's true. I'm thinking you put this thing in a shadow box and maybe even say what it is, and you put it somewhere, like in your house. It becomes a little conversation piece, right? I don't know. Part of me kind of wishes that I had a replica and I would just sell that one, but this is the actual one. And it's been sanitized. I saw some comments saying that Mike Catherwood probably didn't wash his hands before he touched it.
Probably didn't. Yeah.
I sanitized it.
Has it really been sanitized?
I sanitized it. I took a
Are
clean
sure
wipe to it.
Are you sure the Smithsonian doesn't want it?
I think the radio and television museum probably would take it if I were to call them up, but I'm not going to do that because they didn't contribute.
No, they'd be like, what's love line? Oh, you mean love lines?
Love lines? Two words?
With poor man?
All right, so
you mean that show that comes on before the After Disaster?
Ah, nice.
Still,
well done, Tay Tay.
Thanks.
That was a good joke. I give it my approval.
Thanks. I've peaked.
What's up, Mike?
I just got depressed thinking about my flat tire.
Uh huh.
Well, Mike, what if I told you that you can get new tires?
Because I'm never going to fix it.
What?
Why wouldn't you?
Why would you never
fix
it?
So much work.
You take it to a bike place.
No, what are you talking about?
Everyone gets flat tires.
Everyone doesn't.
This is why
only those cursed.
This is why somebody could run for president on you not having a child.
He is so tragic.
The baby's diaper is dirty. I don't know why I'm so depressed.
What
about
did I
it.
Do to deserve this? I'm a bad person.
Only the cursed.
We should start a rumor that your baby's tears heal.
How do we do that?
I don't know. Just post it online. Like, I had a cut on my finger and my baby's tears got on it and it's gone.
Oh, you know how you do that?
And then you'll have like all these old women lining up at your door. Hey, I have cancer.
That's just what I want. I want old sick women out in front of my door knocking.
Yeah, next thing you know, Carano's licking his eyeballs so his life would be less tragic.
Just sucking them down. He's got a little baby tear pump.
I don't want to
into his arm like an IV.
I don't want to know. Jillian comes in. I've got these two suction cups in your baby's eyes. I'm like, we're gonna make a fortune. Stop.
College is already paid for.
I don't want to know, and I don't care to know. I always have a couple questions, like how soft are their butt cheeks? Like, is it like the softest baby skin?
Body.
And what is a baby's breath like? Is it good?
Soft.
Is it like pleasant?
It's nothing. There's no.
I'll tell
no
you,
breath.
It's not like Mike's breath.
Well, you know how a puppy's breath. You know how a puppy's breath is like cute.
I haven't.
So they
had
lick
a
their balls
long,
the first
like
time.
But if they haven't eaten and stuff, the puppy's breath is like so distinctively, it's a puppy.
Right.
Like, does a baby have that?
I can't really smell his breath. But
you got to smell the top of their head.
Like, I was trying to think of what's the softest skin.
Vagina. We talked about
on
this
vagina,
show.
Vagina is... Vagina? I would probably put baby butt cheeks up against vagina.
Dude, it's not just his butt. It's his entire body.
What is that sentence?
I would probably put baby butt cheeks up against vaginas.
What the fuck?
It's not just his butt cheeks; it's everything.
No, but the
you
butt
know
cheeks...
he's just hitting auto suggest on his phone as he's typing. He just keeps hitting the first word, and that's what he's reading.
Do you think the reason why butt cheeks are so soft is because they're not exposed to the elements?
I think it's because it's brand new skin.
Like it hasn't had any elements.
I'm talking about my butt cheeks. Like if I never wore pants or underwear, would my butt cheeks just be like this?
Yeah, they'll get more calloused up.
Like your forearm is what you're saying. Yeah, I would think
you'd have baboon ass.
Yeah. If you go talk to one of those tribes in Africa that only wear loincloths, I'm sure you can get the real truth.
Well, we talked about this too, like the love handles, right? And you get like where the
can you imagine the tribe that gets this visitor from a faraway land? They're like, so wait, why are you here? The only reason you came all the way is why?
Check your butt.
If we have ass calluses.
We want to see if the butt cheek is just as soft as the vagina.
No, they're very hard. Also, can you help us have clean water?
Nope.
I also got to say the vagina.
Experiment over. See ya.
Nope.
Memo to self. I put the baby butts up against vaginas. Baby butts win.
Like if I put some put some baby oil on a butt cheek, it's going to be just as soft as a vagina.
Captain's log, day 33 with the tribe. Still haven't found a soft ass. Beginning to think hypothesis correct. They keep bothering me for my rice and beans, though.
Oh, God.
They keep saying, hilarious. Why do you have so much food just to study our asses? More study needed.
Oh, my God. We should have ended on that.
Crono would actually get a grant from somebody to do that. That's the sad part.
Yeah, Mike, I get mad at you every single day. You know that?
It's good for my self-esteem. I'm going to wake up tomorrow. What's Anderson mad about? Oh, shit.
So he much woke work. Up. He's mad at me.
I'm so.
Right, guys, I got to run. My baby is awake, and I got to go to a thing.
I think you're just trying to get out because you got out on a big laugh. I think you're just trying to pull the George Costanza here.
Oh, no. Sure. That too.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Tyler. See you later.
See you, Tyler.
See you. See you, Mike. See you, Mickey and Electric Mike and Anderson.
Bye. Bye.
Ooh, sorry. The idea that...
necessary to do that right then?
Why? Because I was afraid that it was going to make that sound. I didn't want that sound to go into the thing.
Got it. Yeah,
anyway.
The fact that somebody's come to you and said that they want to give you stuff to make a movie. The fact that, you know, it's great because I see how much people want to see what we're going to do here and the movie we're going to make, and that's like, it's touching and it's encouraging, and honestly, this whole process is going to make us make the movie even better than if somebody were to have just handed us the money.
Every single
time I get a contribution, no matter how much it is, I think I can't let that person down.
No, that's so much pressure.
Yeah, you're going to be much more
pressure,
but it's good. Yeah.
Because I put so much pressure on myself, but knowing that I have like this group rallying around me and helping fund this thing, it's going to make the best possible movie. And honestly, I'm making it for the people that are helping it be made. I'm not making it for anybody else. I'm making it for audience.
I don't know if anything's going to come of this, but I got a couple of friends I'm going to ask to throw a couple bones your way after next week.
Make sure it's not before. It's not after like the
2 weeks from Sunday. That's what I'm doing.
We're getting really close.
No, I'm gonna
Friday, November 4th. The morning, like 10 o'clock in the morning, it's done. It's over. Yep. Friday, November 4th. So we're starting to run short on time. And first of all, thanks to every single person who's hearing this, who has contributed or followed or helped share the word. I promise you, we're going to make a movie you've never seen before that will be funny and somewhat thought-provoking, but mostly just a lot of putting people in awkward, odd situations. And
you can have a scene
really
where a guy's
fun.
Broken down on the side of the road with his electric bike.
Crying. You know what? I might throw that in. If you don't win, no.
We'll do a drive-by. We'll
throw just that in.
if Ball Bryan wins a
no, because I think some people would rather see Mike on the side of the road with a flat tire.
Sitting on the curb.
Maybe later on. Because I do have a lot of overlapping. We haven't really talked much about the movie.
Right.
A lot of people know the beginning, they know the open, but what happens is... the same story is kind of told through three points of view throughout the story. So we go back in time. It's nonlinear.
I didn't know that. That's great.
We go back and before the story began, and then we get different points of views. A lot of it's about empathy and about how everyone's kind of the villain and kind of, you know, their own worst enemy. And yeah, there is some sanctimony in there for sure, but a lot of it is just, I love to see good comeuppance, and this movie hopefully will have some of that. And then, almost make you feel bad for wanting it so bad. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun to make, too. There's a glass eye, Mike, involved. Somebody is
he doesn't tell
eye.
Me that.
And it's used to break a window.
He's selling the bike just to give you money for it.
But
I sold the bike and I bought 14 glass eyes.
The amount of work going into this, to the campaign, just to get funded, is everyone told me that it was going to be a lot of hard work. And it's been a lot of work. And the hardest part is feeling like I'm bugging people. So I hope that's not happening. I hope it's not taking away too much from this show or the other shows. But we're getting close, guys. We're getting like towards I think this is the second to last show that I'll be talking about it.
Yes, it is.
So thanks for everybody to, like I said, if you've helped follow or share or given anything or been one of my team members. My team members have been phenomenal. All my associate producers, but more on that later. I should probably go check on the child and the wife.
That's your way out of this show?
Uh-huh. that's the bell.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get a little bit angry. Like when I'm sitting there and it's like I should be with my son and I'm like, I got to post something on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's actually I got a lot of built in things for updates and stuff. So I'm not just like randomly like saying, because I think people want to know. They don't have to go to the page. I'm letting them know. Scott Clark's artwork is really helping out, too. He's the best. But when I'm sitting there going like, I should be with my son right now. But here, honey, will you hold him so I can go post something on Facebook? And then I think Mike Carano had somebody just hand him more than this, saying this is yours to make a movie. And I get annoyed and upset.
Well, I've had other opportunities presented to me that I didn't take advantage of also. So
yeah, your whole life.
Yeah.
Like that record deal.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Record deal.
Well, you haven't heard that one?
You had a record deal.
It wasn't a record deal, but it was close.
What was it?
With Geffen in 1993, I think.
What? He was in the office. They were ready to sign him.
What? No, I wouldn't say that. It wasn't that.
Tell us more.
I don't want to.
Let's just say he was invited into the office.
Yeah.
Which and, most people
the guy
don't
said
get
come back
do.
In 6 months with these songs finished, and I left and drove up the coast and never went back.
I have a nervous
breakdown.
I have a very very similar. I have very similar.
Tony Berg was the A&R guy. Wish I wouldn't have said that.
Where is he now?
Why?
I don't know.
Is he not going to give you a contract now?
People still know him. Like Bobcat knows him, and some other people know him.
That's okay.
I bet he's still sitting by the phone. Going,
he offered you an opportunity.
He's like, it's been 6 months. What's going on?
You're not saying bad about him.
Right, right. He's a good guy.
Good point. Mickey, what shows are you working on? What do you got going on right now? You got any fun stories? I teased a lot about the Dunkirk shoot. You got any fun story you can tell about that before we go? Mickey just worked on a Christopher Nolan film that everyone will be like a household name very soon. Dunkirk comes out next summer. Everybody's in it.
Next summer or this summer?
Next summer, because 2017 is not here yet.
Yeah.
This summer is over.
Yeah.
Next summer is 2017. This summer.
No, this summer is.
I always get confused with that.
Oh, this coming summer,
The next summer that we have.
It's coming out in less than 2 years, right?
It's coming out 2017.
Yeah. So it's coming out this summer.
Wouldn't that be the next summer that we have?
No, this summer.
So confusing. Are we sure?
Well, we're done with summer.
This Sunday,
of 2016. Our next
this
summer
Sunday
is
tomorrow. Next Sunday is a week from tomorrow.
No, next would be 18 because this summer is 17, 2017.
Oh, all right, it's coming out in 8 months or so.
It's coming out less than a year.
Yes, and
as
hold on, I got to set a reminder.
This is the second Christopher Nolan. This is the second Christopher Nolan movie that Mickey has worked. Now wait, did you work
the third
on Interstellar?
Fourth, right?
No,
didn't you work on The Fighter? No. Wasn't that Christopher Nolan?
No, that's David O. Russell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God, sorry.
Same cameraman, though. Huh. Hoyte van Hoytema.
So Mickey was like he was in Europe for like 5 months or whatever, right?
Yeah, three.
Yeah, I say five. And what?
It's actually the shortest, really short schedule for Nolan. It was only 4 months of shooting.
The hardest job you ever had, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Physically the hardest.
Wait till Groupers, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
What that'll be mentally the hardest.
What day do you think you and I are going to like hit critical mass? Because Mickey shot all of my
in about 5 minutes.
All of the shorts that we did a couple years ago that are their perks. $100 get you all the shorts as well as a ticket to the movie.
You guys can avoid all that with communication.
As well as a screener of the of Groupers the movie. But that's $100 over at groupersthemovie.com. But you worked on all the shorts, and it wasn't until the fifth short that you and I actually reached critical mass where we were screaming and yelling in the chaser vehicle.
Making it extremely uncomfortable for everybody else in the car.
We're in the back of the van, right? Shooting.
I'm uncomfortable just thinking about
it. We're in the chaser car, and Mickey and I screaming at each other. Yeah. And Mickey's assistant, who doesn't really know me, but he knows Mickey pretty well, was really uncomfortable. Josh.
Yeah.
Beet Juice is his name. Is his nickname. So Josh was sitting there, and he was...
I told you he's a cult leader now, right?
Yes. He's not a cult leader. What? He's working on it. Yeah. And he's sitting there all uncomfortable, right? And then we're swaying back and forth because we're in the back of this rape van, right? Mm-hmm. And Mickey and I are just screaming at each other. And the best was Mickey just stops and he pauses, and he looks at Josh, and he looks at Josh and goes, don't worry, we do this all the time. And just and then totally calm. And then he just goes right back to it. And then we started screaming and yelling, and then we got our composure and everything was fine.
Josh is sitting there cowering, going, why are mommy and daddy fighting?
Who's driving?
Are we going to have
daddy?
Two Christmases?
Who's driving?
Wasn't the actor, right?
No, the actor was who we're shooting. Who do we have driving the van? Who knows? We had somebody driving the van. I have no idea who it was.
Yeah.
Who was driving the van? Oh, we had a crew. It might have been choppy or whatever. All right.
Anyways, Dunkirk was very, very difficult.
Yes.
But it'll be a few more months before we look back fondly on it.
Oh, really? You're still angry? Now, people ask me a lot, like, going to film school and thinking about movies the way I do, like, is it going to change? Because like, people that are thinking about, like, younger kids are thinking about maybe going to film school, and this was a fear of mine, that it would, like, ruin movies for me. And if anything, it's enhanced movies, for sure. I think that I can like them and appreciate them more than before I went to
film
school.
But can you get lost in them as much as you could
before? If they're good, if they're really well done, and then I appreciate those ones even more.
Because you don't find yourself critiquing things, like, technically?
A bit, but here's what happens. You probably do the same thing. That makes a bad movie at least interesting, and I can learn something from it.
So like, sometimes I watch a movie, and I go, oh, they had to move all the cameras again.
Right.
Like when they shoot from another angle, I'm like, oh, God.
If you're fresh,
that means you're not engrossed in the story. That's a completely different problem.
And if I'm editing one of the movies, or if I just got off set of shooting one of the movies, my mind's more in that. But for the most part, it made me help me think critically of films a little bit, which is more engaging, more fun. But you working on Dunkirk, you can never enjoy Dunkirk the way that Mike Carano and I can.
Well, yeah, because I already have memories of it.
Right. So you're just going to...
Every scene I see in the theater...
is like a slideshow.
I remember things going on.
Right.
Yeah.
So that is true. That does screw up.
Well, did you have that with Batman?
Yeah. On Dark Knight Rises, yeah. Because we were sitting in the theater as a cast and crew screening, and we were commenting on how well he cut it together, because we shot... All the Gotham was shot in...
Pittsburgh. Right.
Well, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, and New York.
So he looked one way on the
so he, you
bridge.
Know, you have cops running down the alley in L.A. They round the corner. They're in Pittsburgh.
That's pretty fucking cool.
But it's cut together seamlessly in the movie.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
And then on the bridge, like one way was New York and the other way was Pittsburgh, right? Something crazy like that, but it looked all right.
No, I think all the bridge stuff was New York.
No, they were on the Clemente Bridge. I'm almost
How did they get that bat plane around? On a truck or...
The
like, does it come on like a flatbed or something?
Well, they crane it into places. So.
But I mean, how do they get? It becomes disassembled.
Well, it was actually built in England to get the tax break. It was like built for $5 million or something. That bat.
Yeah.
And then they shipped it over here for a shooting.
Like when that shows up on set, I mean, like it shows up on a truck or
well. The way they had it, they had actually a vehicle that it was mounted on a gimbal, so it could actually move around in remote control. And there was a robot Batman in the front seat that actually was also controlled.
Robot Batman.
Yeah. And so they were driving around, but like when they're chasing around the cars, and that was all in Pittsburgh, the thing was, you know, it looked like it, and then they just erase it and post the attachment. When it flew away on... like when you first get introduced to it, they're looking down the alley. It's all dark and the lights turn on, and it flies over their heads. All the cops, that was on a cable, and they went from.
And
one
it was
point
the same exact same vehicle. It was the exact same.
It was the exact same one. Yeah, they only had the one of them.
I think I actually saw footage of that.
And then there was.
Yeah, so did I. I saw the footage of the truck. Like some guy was shooting out of his hotel or something.
Yeah, and then there was when we had him had it downtown L.A. and it flew away from a building with Cat
Williams.
Mm-hmm. Cat Williams.
And it was actually attached by cable to another helicopter that took it away.
Okay.
The stuff where it's flying upside down, that's CGI when it's shooting or dodging.
Yeah.
I love that Christopher Nolan uses so many practicals, as many practicals
as much as possible.
As possible, yeah.
As much as possible.
Can you tell the plane? Actually, I guess I already talked about the plane in Dunkirk, didn't I?
No.
The plane that sank? No.
The plane that
you
sank?
You let him talk about it? The IMAX camera.
Oh.
Not really.
Yeah, never mind then.
Yeah. Just sound like that didn't happen. And forget. I'm a hypnotist now. You won't remember any of this.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the donate to groupers.
Groupersmovie.com. Yeah, I guess that's it, huh? Keep moving?
Yeah.
Got anything else?
Start another movie Monday.
Are you? Are you going to be done in time to work on Groupers?
Yes, only.
Should I start looking for a DP?
You probably should, but that's
you know
not why.
What the movie is?
What movie are you working on?
It's called Home Again with Reese Witherspoon.
Sounds awful. Who else?
Who's her love interest? I haven't read the script. They haven't given us a copy yet.
Wasn't Reese just in a movie where she went home and then re-fell in love with some guy that she hated? Like, that was a movie from like 5 years ago. Remember that? Yeah.
Well, in this case, she's older than her three potential lovers.
Ooh.
So they've all moved into a house with her.
Uh-huh. What?
Romantic comedy. 2016 style.
Tight.
Is she producing it?
I honestly don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's a really, really low budget. It's a tier two. We call it in our contract world, where it's somewhere between $8 and $10 million for the budget.
And what would Groupers be? Like a tier 92?
Groupers is ultra low budget. Uh-huh. There's no tier.
Right.
Except for the ones we'll be crying.
What? We're not going to cry. Double entendre? Yeah, okay.
But that's all shot in Los Angeles, and it's only like we have 31 days of shooting. That's it. 6 weeks.
Nice. Be done. Be done soon.
Oh, yeah.
Have you worked with Reese before?
I did a few weeks on Four Christmases many years ago.
I've heard good things.
She's really nice, but she actually held Mila.
Oh, did she?
She was a little boy baby.
That's Mickey's daughter that I was disappointed
that's
to find out was coming.
That's 8 years old now.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you have a thing for Reese?
No, I do like her a lot, and I love Election's one of my all-time favorites.
Aren't you like in love with her?
No. Eh. I like her a lot.
Strong sexual attraction?
No, it's not.
She was supposed to work on...
You ask her about the spoon stabbing? She stabs someone with a spoon?
I will. I haven't seen her yet. We start Monday. So.
Ask her about that. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. But she was supposed to work on Downsizing, the Alexander Payne movie.
Right, but
movie.
She took another job?
No, something happened. She had to back
up. She stabbed someone with a spoon?
With a spoon. Yeah. Could be the spoon.
Might not have been a spoon, but she stabbed somebody. I heard something about
it. Might have
that.
Been a spork.
Maybe that's a joke that my... I got a the guy that works at Ralph's, the checker, the manager at my local Ralph's, he always gives me a joke. Sometimes they're offensive,
I would,
too.
I like, shop elsewhere.
What if my brother was a heroin addict? Because like he said one of his jokes was, I went to a NA meeting the other day, and it was nothing but heroin addicts. And after somebody spoke, everyone started clapping. That's how they clap. And I'm like, oh, that's an offensive joke.
Yeah. That's offensive because your brother might have been a heroin?
What if my brother were? Yeah, could have been.
No. How dare you get offended?
I'm joking. I'm just saying.
How dare
he
you get offended because your brother is...
I'm not the type that would be offended. What if I just lost my brother to heroin? That would have been fucking jarring.
I think I'm more offended that the joke's not funny.
And then his other joke was, he's like, hey, somebody, you hear, you know that actress... she just stabbed somebody. What's her name? Her name's Reese. She stabbed somebody. And then I say, Witherspoon? And he goes, yeah, exactly, Witherspoon. That was another one of his jokes. Maybe that's where the stabbing idea came from.
I think so.
Maybe she did stab someone, though. I feel like she stabbed someone. There was like some kind of domestic violence or something.
I think the coincidence is way too great that your grocery store manager made a joke, and then you somehow decided that really happened.
Maybe someone told her that joke, and then she stabbed them because it was so bad. Okay.
You know what?
That could be it.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Almost as bad as the last Moyle.
I didn't get it. You make me feel bad. Like I'm like some kind of like joke Nazi. I'm not. I didn't get it. And when I got it, I'm like, oh, okay.
No, that's why we're making fun of you, because you couldn't get it.
I'm dumb.
I had to explain it to you.
Sleep deprived and caloric deprived. Let's get this going.
Are you really pulling out that card? The sleep deprived?
Hey, your kid's 8.
I've got a baby. I'm sleep deprived.
Stop it.
Automatically.
You don't see your daughter for months at a time. Stop it. You got to ease it.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Now you're getting personal. Oh, Jesus.
Critical mass.
Wow.
That was...
Well, because he goes to Europe to go on jobs.
I know, but that's not... It's not part of the plan.
Well, I'm just saying.
He's
like,
not
he gets
the track.
To sleep. He gets to sleep when he's in Europe, and I'm tethered.
He's not sitting in a bar in Santa Monica day and night. Your kid called. Tell her I'm busy.
Slacker dad.
All right.
Deadbeat father.
We touched on Groupers. We touched on movies. Thank you, Mickey, for picking me up.
My pleasure.
Congratulations on your...
I actually do have to go to go get her.
Great baby.
You haven't seen her in like 2 months, right? Today's the first day you're going to see her?
No.
Hey, Mix, thank you both for coming out my way for this one.
Very
nice. I'm glad we made it, man.
Very nice. Sorry, Mike, that you
stuck
almost
on the
make
side
it.
Of the road.
Second time you got a flat tire on the way to the show. We sacrifice a lot.
Now, right. How are you going to get home?
You're right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
You need a ride home right now?
Do you have a repair kit?
Oh, where's the bike?
It's in my car.
It's in my car. I had to go back and pick him up. I was actually like a block away when he called.
Do you need a ride back to your house right now?
I'd rather just repair the tire and ride it back.
I don't know if I can repair the back tire here.
No, he just needs to ride to someplace where he can get it.
I just
it
need
repaired.
A small piece of foreskin and some glue.
Why don't you take him to the bike place up there? Why don't you drop him off, drive him in the bike?
Did you bring Atticus's home?
I don't have the schmuck. No, I don't have it.
You don't have the schmuck?
No, they didn't give me an option of keeping the schmuck. Thank God.
Because those things are watertight.
The doctor has it with his collection. Hey, why don't you join? Okay, we'll talk about this off the show. Okay. Keep it moving.
Yeah, keep it moving.
Thanks, Mick.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, guys.